not like the Bragg condition that's often taught for X-ray diffraction when you first learn about the idea of X-ray diffraction. And in Bragg reflection, what you have are you have some planes, and there's X-rays coming in at a certain angle theta, and they're also scattered out at theta like this. And then if you consider a wave coming down and reflecting off the surface, and another one that goes beyond the first plane and reflects from a plane underneath, then they both travel the same distance to this point. So here, and the one that goes to the plane underneath then goes an extra section here and an extra section there. And when this extra bit equals a wavelength, then there'll be constructive interference off to the right. And that condition for constructive interference is called the Bragg condition. And it's written at the top up here. So if this is theta, then this angle is also theta, and this is sine theta. This distance is d, so here this triangle, the long side is d, this side would be d sine theta, so this extra distance would be 2d sine theta, and when that's equal to an integer times a wavelength, then you expect constructive interference off in this direction. So this here is drawn for n equals 1, and here is drawn for n equals 2. And this formula is almost like the formula on the last slide. It gives the diffraction condition for a very special geometry, but the geometry where these planes that are perpendicular to G are parallel to each other. They're parallel to the surface. And if you want to compare the Bragg condition with what we normally use, this Lowy condition, then when in the upper right hand corner, when n equals 1, then in the Lowy condition, you're looking at the reciprocal lattice vector 0, 0, 1. And when n equals 2, you're looking at the reciprocal lattice vector that's got g 0, 0. So it's 0 times b1, 0 times b2, and 2 times b3. Now, from just doing an experiment like this, you can't get the total structure. You can't just do a Bragg experiment where you change this angle to the surface and get the total structure of a crystal. You have to do what I was talking about before and move the detector around at all kinds of angles and collect all the reciprocal lattice points.